You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Let me start off by saying, you know, happy Thanksgiving to all you fine red pill gentlemen out there. Hopefully you will enjoy this day and, you know, peg the fuck out. Or if you decide not to, have a nice drink. But either way, enjoy this day. And I just want to say this. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker. Now, what does that have to do with what I'm going to talk about? Absolutely nothing. I just wanted to say it. And of course, I'm going to watch those series of movies just because. But anyway, like I said, it's just going to be a spray and pray fireside chat. Man, I tell you, MTR, Mediocre Tutorials and Reviews, one of his recent videos. Boy, I was on the edge of my seat watching that one. Gentlemen, the message is out there. More and more men are saying to hell with marriage. Now, I found it very ironic that woman outright said, you should not use the statistics, the facts, and data to ascertain your decision. I'm just like, what? But all in all, yeah, gentlemen, more men I'm seeing in real life, in real time, out in the field. One of the great perks of being a deliveryman is getting to get that small peek behind the female facade. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you say communal living? Oh, yeah. Man, I'm telling you, out here in California, in my neck of the woods, there is no shortage of women who are living in houses as roommates. Now, so far as guys, that can be something that, you know, they could turn that into a barracks situation. But women, oh, no. Especially communal living pet moms. Man, I tell you, the amount of women out here with pets and dogs and what they're doing with them, man, CGA had a great live stream about our pet moms, the new single moms. Gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you're going to light up the comment section with stories of what you've observed insofar as pet moms. But yeah, the message is getting out there. More and more men are pulling themselves off of the mating game. Yeah. I'm noticing a lot of younger guys starting to talk to a lot of the older guys like myself. And I'm just like, I start asking questions. And believe it or not, a lot of content creators are coming up in those conversations. Of course, you know, KS, CGA, and believe it or not, some of the more underground content creators like myself have come up in conversations, even though they don't know it's me. But still, the message is getting out there. More and more men have realized that the modern woman is beyond batshit crazy. And a lot of these guys are just like, man, I don't even want to smash and dash these females. Because even if they do, they know that that woman's going to go right to TikTok or Instagram or whatever and try to put the guy on blast. So, yeah, the message is definitely getting out there. Hell, even J.D. Miles came up. And we know he's really underground. He's just like me, completely underground. But yeah, even underground content creators are coming up in conversations amongst younger men. So yeah, yeah, the manosphere has definitely exploded into real time. But back to these women. Boy, I'm telling you, gentlemen, nowadays, yeah, they're doing everything they can to still try to sell the surface. But once you get beyond that, there's nothing there but an empty void. And a lot of these younger men have figured it out. So for all of us red pill content creators, we can definitely start taking victory laps now. It does not matter what level of the manosphere you're on. Men in real time are listening. So don't stop making content. Doesn't matter if you're an undergrounder like me or somebody like Kevin Samuels. It doesn't matter. Men are going to find exactly what they want and what they need to hear for the time frame that they need to hear it. Mm-hmm. And these women out here, oh, they are definitely shaking in their boots. They know. They know. But all in all, I'm finding it hilarious. Women are still trying to use the old playbook, but they don't realize that men know the playbook. They know exactly what they're going to do, what they're going to say, how they're going to try to use mental gymnastics. We know it all. So what's happening? More men have decided to completely and totally disengage. Or if they're going to engage, they're making their exact options known. This is what it's going to be. And a lot of women are like, well, I don't like that. Oh, well, next. Oh, I've seen some rejections in real time. Boy, these women were fuming. They were hot. I love being able to just be a fly on the wall and move through society. See, that's another great perk of being a delivery man. You're always on the go. So every day is a great adventure. Yep, I tell you. These women are running scared. Don't let them fool you with the false bravado. They are running scared. They are scrambling. They are trying to lock on to any man that will have them. I have definitely had more than a few inquiries of my relationship status. I'm like, I'm just a delivery man. I got nothing for you. Well, you know, you're working and all that stuff. You know, maybe we can grab a drink after you get off work. No. No. You're gainfully employed. You got your own place by yourself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Women are definitely showing a hell of a lot more interest. Even though it may be on the slide, it may be on the sneak. But if you're a guy with your own place, shit, you're golden. But as we all know, these women of today, yeah, the mask has definitely slipped for a lot of them. And thank you to TikTok and the internet, social media as a whole. Yeah, a lot of the women who are quote unquote online and all that stuff, I've made deliveries to them and I've seen what their living situation is. A lot of them, yeah, they're living one rung above squalor. They are. I mean, hell, When I'm seeing women who are literally couch surfing, we know the message has gotten out there. Even in California, younger men are pulling away, and that is a wonderful thing. So women who do have a man, yeah, they're trying to hold on to what they got because they see what's on the horizon, and it is not looking good. Well, the one thing that does suck about this state, fucking gas prices, man. Inflation has definitely hit this state pretty damn hard. Ironically, every time I'm at the pump, I hear somebody complaining, man, these gas prices fucking suck. And, you know, I asked them, well, did you vote? Well, yeah. Well, who'd you vote for? Well, I voted for Biden, of course. Well, you kind of got what you wanted. No, I didn't want this. Well, you know, there's a thing called unintended consequences. See, when you make an emotional-based judgment, things typically go kind of left further down the line. But hey, your choice, your vote, you got what you wanted. Oh, well. Oh, that pisses them off. That really pisses them off. I'm telling you, shit is definitely getting a whole lot worse. But hey, what more can you do, gentlemen? It is what it is. Look around, observe everything, sit back, enjoy the shit show. Oh, well, I'm going to go ahead and finish up this rant, get my ass back to the bunker, drink some coffee, and get ready for today. Today is definitely going to be fun. Turkey Day, yeah, I'm going to see a lot more pain and misery in female eyes. But anyway, gentlemen, enjoy this day. You know, if you're with your family, enjoy that. If you're alone, enjoy that even harder. But don't let these holidays get you down. We know that a lot of people, you know, tend to self-delete around this time. But if you know anybody who might be going through something, hey, give them a helping hand or just be a listening ear. That's all we can do at this point. Oh, well, let me know what you guys think. What great insights do you have into this crazy clown world? Let me know. Oh, and ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all these perks that you've been enjoying because society kept propping you up is starting to go out right along with it. And trust and believe it's going to get a whole lot worse because more and more men are waking up day by day, and they're not being subtle in the fact that they're walking off the plantation. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.